Well, he's holding onto a tree as we speak. Big storms over there. G'day, Ender.
Yeah, morning, boys. Not far off the truth, actually, Millsy. I'm here by the fire. It is howling a gale out there. Storm Dennis still going strong 2 days in. And it has been a really, really rough weekend. Flooding in Yorkshire, flooding in Lancashire. South Wales has copped a real dose of it as well. I mean, they've had a month's worth of rain in about 48 hours. And places like Pontypridd, houses 4 or 5 feet of water in people's living rooms. Wow. Worcestershire as well is having problems. That's basically Western England, just on the Welsh borders. Yeah, a really, really nasty weekend. And unfortunately, no respite. This rain keeps coming.
Questions being asked about the death of a TV celebrity.
So Love Island presenter Caroline Flack is dead at the age of 40. She has reportedly taken her own life. And what's behind it, I'm told that on Friday, she received a letter from the Crown Prosecution Service telling her that she would be standing trial in March for one allegation, one count of assault. Now, the alleged victim is her boyfriend, and he's 27-year-old former tennis player Lewis Burton. He had said that he did not want her prosecuted. He loved her and they would sort out their issues, but he did not want this prosecution. She received the letter from the Crown Prosecution Service on Valentine's Day as she was found dead at her property in London over the weekend. A lot of questions now for the Crown Prosecution Service, who say that, you know, they make decisions on the evidence put in front of them by the police and the prospects of a realistic conviction. And in questions as well for certain elements of the tabloid media who people believe hounded her, quite frankly.
You take care, mate. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow.
We will. Have a great day, guys.